It's not working.
We're live. We're live. Oh my gosh, this is it.
You can do it, Dan. You can do it.
Thanks. Thanks, guys. Oh my gosh, you're so nervous. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the number one best-selling podcast in the local shires. We are Ben, Chris, and me, and I am Dan, Ben, and Chris. Welcome to Runner's Roundup.
What an intro.
Yeah, I think that was probably one of the better ones we've done.
Yeah, quite.
Thank you to everybody who's in the chat. Thanks to those who joined early. That's absolutely incredible. Thanks for that. And yeah, you're quite right. Look at that merch. By complete fluke.
You can't miss it.
The only person who's not wearing his own merch is Ben, who actually does have his own merch.
So, you can't wear your own gear, can you? Come on, that's just cheesy.
I mean,
Yeah. Fantastic.
You can see which two are the best friends, though, can't you? Leaving me out.
Hey, Chris.
You're too old for this green, mate.
Probably am too old for that colour. I'd be all right for your black, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
This is Saturday night in Pop World special, this.
Oh, living the dream.
This is Pop World, yeah. Anybody local been to the Guildford Pop World? It's certainly a bit of a dive, but it's a nice
experience.
Remember,
that's for sure.
What is the Guildford Pop World? What's that?
So Guildford Pop World is a place for 18-year-olds to pick up 40-year-old women, or vice versa, 40-year-old women to pick up 18-year-old.
It's an 80s-themed nightclub, I would say.
Is it still there?
It is still there, you're next to the Wetherspoons. Just a short walk from Guildford train station and taxi ranks.
I just text me
a short stagger.
So, yeah, that's Pop World for you. That wasn't a chat point this evening, but it can be, I'm sure. We could talk about 80s music. Hey, Chris, you've got a story, haven't you? 80s themed clothing that you used to wear or did wear for fancy dress?
They were 70s.
Oh, okay.
It's a shame I haven't got any pictures to show you.
No, I
used to go to Butlins regularly and we're dressed up in 70s gear. Wig, the whole attire. But that's another week, another story, and I'll put some pictures up.
Someone else has experienced the Pop World.
Oh,
I can't believe it.
Pop World. I'm surprised that the chain is thriving as much as it is. But
I didn't realise it was a chain. I thought it was one off.
No,
have you noticed in the comments, Chris, the OAP, the monk, and the schoolboy? Who's who? Am I the schoolboy?
I don't think so, mate. Unfortunately not.
It's really great to see so many familiar faces and names in the chat. Thanks for joining. If you've got a YouTube channel, feel free to self-promote. Just drop a little mention to how we can find you. I'm sure people can just click your bio. But it's great to see you. So we thought we'd just do a little chat tonight, a little catch up, see how things are going. We've got a few announcements to talk through. And as always, we're going to start with the PBs and achievements. And if you've had a PB of late or achieved something of any worth, please let us know in the comments and we can give you a little round of applause and we can name drop. What about you, Chris? Any PBs?
I don't like talking about PBs, to be honest. Yeah, I don't know if you mentioned it.
Very humble when it comes to PBs.
Well, I think my last PB was the half marathon, and then when we did the live stream, and then about 4 days afterwards, I got a 10K PB, which I ended up running a 38:57, I think. But it was too soon after my half, and got to about 2 miles, my heart rate spiked, and literally just hung on. And each mile got slower and slower and slower. But I broke 39 minutes, so I can't grumble.
Well done.
And then I think I ran my first 100K week. And I did that this week as well. So, and I think I've run 50 miles since then every week. Just getting ready for my ultra with the lads.
Oh, yeah, wow.
That's amazing at your age, mate. Amazing that you can go out and do all that.
I know. Well, to be honest, I got a good slot out in the care home are letting me out. We're running past the care home, so, you know.
It's we are.
Win-win.
How's the graze on my arm? Look, I heal well. Look at that. Beautiful.
You look slightly bruised, mate. Is it all right?
No, it's
not infected?
It's just a graze. Look, it doesn't even hurt.
Did you put a bit of Savlon on it?
No, I wish I did get it on camera, but it's difficult to have it on camera because as I went out the door, I was leaning on my Zimmer frame. And then as the Zimmer frame went around the corner, it caught that kind of green slippery stuff and I went over.
Grass?
The green slippery stuff, that kind of algae.
Oh, algae? Like moss. What, you in a fish tank?
Moss, you mean?
Yeah, okay, we call it
lichen.
Moss. Algae, yes, that's the one. Okay, well, my Zimmer frame didn't like it, so the hair therefore I fell over. So
anyway, when you say just out the door, was it on your doorstep?
It was literally one step out my front door, and I fell over. You know, when you kind of you think to yourself, maybe today's not going to be that day. So I closed the front door behind me, one step, fell over, lay there for a bit, rolled around like a footballer. You know, like an Italian footballer. No offense to Italians. Got up, you know,
ciao.
Went in.
Ciao.
Someone misses and nearly broke my arm, tried to get some infection, then went out for the run and then it started raining. So I kind of, you know, I was like,
What a day.
So I just went for a trail run. Anyway, Dan, what are you doing?
Wait. I just want to talk about this. The revolving dance floor. In the pop world, where was that? New York?
No, York.
York, sorry. I was trying to miss. I thought I saw New York earlier, but York, wow. I've got to visit that.
Revolving.
Yeah.
Oh, can you imagine that?
That's going to make you sick, isn't it?
Tell you what we could do. What about Pop World Ultra? From one pop world to another. We got Wolverhampton. What's the easiest? York to Wolverhampton. Yeah.
Why have they all got. Oh, that one hasn't got a revolving dance floor.
I feel like I was left out. I grew up in St Albans and there was no pot welds around. I feel like I've been left out.
I really wouldn't say you were missing out.
You're not missing much.
It's more disappointing than you would hope. But
sticky soles of your shoes is what you're missing out on.
We had a place called the Adelaide, which was above somewhere. You know, you had to queue outside, go up some steps and, as you say, sticky floors.
Yeah. And wish you hadn't that kind of place.
Yeah, I used to have a good night there rather than going to Batchford.
Was that where you were doing your hip thrusting?
Yeah, that's what I do. I just try and find a mate just by wandering around the dance floor hip thrusting everyone until someone, you know, appreciates the move.
Or slaps you in the face.
Yeah, one of the two. One in ten normally works.
Right, let's rein it back, Dan, your PBs.
This has turned into a very different podcast. Hi, Dave. Thanks for joining. Lee's in the house. Potwood in Reading. Whoa, look at this. How exciting.
James in the house.
Yeah, we've got. So, this is the thing. This is why this podcast is so great and this YouTube live stream. We talk about all things. And who would have thought Potwood would have featured? It's a place we go to. So, we want to talk about this ultra and we want to just give a little shout out. Thank you.
I thought we were talking about PBs. Was that just me?
Well, okay, let's quickly cover this. PBs for Ben, none. PBs for me, maybe most elevation in a week. Was
there we go.
That was 2 or 3 weeks ago. Anyway, moving on. Thanks, everybody, for your donations. Because
thank you.
This ultra that we're going to be talking about mainly tonight was due to happen, a few months ago. But with Bojo and implementation of all things social distancing and household mixing, we just put pause on it and it's coming up. A week tonight, we'll all be getting ready for bed, prepping for the big day. Weather looks to be sunny.
Does it?
Cloudy, yes.
I don't know where you're looking. Mine was 2 days of rain.
Right, you're wrong. It's going to be sunny and cloudy. Okay. Singlets. Sun's out, guns out. It's going to be quite.
I might have to chop the sleeves off this one, Dan. Another one, mate.
But in all seriousness, thank you to all the people that did donate. We really do appreciate it. So do the charities. Mm. And we'll talk a little bit more about the charities and so what's going on there. Chris, do you want to jump in and talk about, obviously, people have probably seen your latest video and the huge congratulations we need to send your way for, I don't want to spoil it for everybody. Over to you.
Well, you've probably seen the video. I entered into London. I didn't get in. Ben got in. completely gutted. And regardless whether I got in or I didn't get in, I was going to aim to run for a breast cancer charity, and I didn't get in. So I went on the London Marathon website, and Breast Cancer Now are a partner. So I contacted them about a place, but I didn't just want it, you know, just to do the London Marathon. I thought I'd do some challenges. So that was to do the ultra with these guys, because initially I was going to plan to do half, but now I'm going to do the whole 50K. And considering the furthest I've ever run is 18 miles, you know, it's going to be challenging, to be say, you know, regardless of what pace I go at. The other one is going to run 7 half marathons in 7 days, which again is going to be over 90 miles. That's 30 miles on top of what I'm used to. And then hopefully, obviously, London to run my first marathon in under 3 hours. So I'm working with Breast Cancer Now, looking to raise £2,000. And in a week, we've raised £500, which is absolutely amazing. And it works quite well with the map, because the map that we're running on, which we'll probably show later, is shaped in a pair of testicles. And it'd be quite easy to adapt to a pair of boobs.
Perfect.
So happy days. Win-win.
It's like we knew all along.
So from my side, I'm running kind of dual, mainly for obviously Breast Cancer Now, but I am also collecting, you know, giving the choice for testicular cancer. So people have got the option to give for men or women. So it just opens up, you know, more charities, because, you know, some of us sway more towards one than the other. You know, it all comes down to personal preference, doesn't it? And you know, what stories you've got, etc. So I'll let back to you, Daniel, that way.
That's it.
Yeah, it's going to be really exciting. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we're really pleased that you're joining us for the entire route. And we'll talk about the route in a moment, but I think what Chad's put there is really, really good. Be a good challenge for you, and you'll be able to look back on it. And yeah. Chris, actually, what that comment there, mile or kilometre?
It will be. Interesting. It will be kilometre, because when you're recording it, I'll be saying, I watch the kilometre, because people will be saying, why are you telling us in miles when it's actually you're running, you know, 50 kilometres? So I do it in kilometres. To me, the ultra, I've kind of got more respect for ultra runners than they ever did before. I didn't get it. I didn't understand. I just thought to myself, I'm a time chaser. How could someone want to run slow for a long period of time? But obviously, as you start upping your mileage and you adjust your pace, you kind of have more kind of respect for it. So although I'm going to be running, you know, a lot slower than normally run, I'm not used to the hills. I'm not used to, you know, running that sort of distance. So these guys are going to help me out, aren't you?
It goes both ways, though, mate, because every time you go out, it just amazes me the speed that you're putting out. It's just absolutely incredible. It's just blows my mind every time I look at that Strava. So,
are you going to finish and say at your age? Because I can see this coming.
I don't need to. You've done it for me.
Well, I think you'll have a good time, and you might well surprise yourself, actually. I think it'd be a really, really good eye-opener for you. And now you've got London on the horizon. Amazing, yeah. For the base building. Really, really good for the base building. Got a load more people joining the chat. Amazing. Hello.
Obviously might catch the bug, Julie, because I think that when you start running, or me in particular, being a time chaser, it was all about getting times. It was always, you know, I've got to get a fast 5K, I've got to get a fast 10K. But now, as I'm getting older and getting more into the longer distances, and I don't know what my distance is because I haven't done that many races, maybe it might be half marathon, maybe it might be a marathon, or maybe it could even be ultras. You don't know. That's why I think we're running. It's such a journey. And until you test out these different events, you don't know what your event is, you know, because we're all got our natural abilities, and that may suit a 5K or it may suit an ultra. But unless you do it, you're never going to know, are you?
Yep.
Yeah. And I was asked about a year ago what my favorite distance was, and my immediate response was 20 miles, which is sort of interesting. But I quite like that, because it's sort of just on the brink of, this could go downhill afterwards. Yeah. It's just long enough to challenge yourself.
Wall kicks in.
Yeah. Because I was thinking about it today, actually. I was thinking, you know, we think about video ideas when we're kind of strolling around. That if I had a choice of running a hard half marathon or a hard 5K, I would 100% go for the half marathon every time. Because the 5K is just it is one of the hardest events ever to push yourself.
Brutal.
It's absolutely brutal. You're at your threshold max. At least with a half marathon, yes, you can be at your threshold, but I don't know, it's just a more enjoyable pace rather than trying to push yourself for the max for that 3.1 miles.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Yeah, I think well, you've said it there, isn't it? When I did like my park run, you kind of think, oh, well, it's only short, but you are just putting everything out there. It's very hard to do a slow park run, I think, if you're that way inclined when you're thinking, I want to get a good result today. It is just absolute 0 to 100, and you just hold on for dear life.
He's breathing. I must be asthmatic.
Okay, Chris, you can get VM 50 age group.
That would be for age groups, a vet male 50. So I've got a couple of years. I'll be 47 when I do the London Marathon. So
only 47, are you sure?
147.
Sorry, I'm not going to go low there. I'm going to just let you give me that one.
I thought you said you were born in 1947.
Gandalf. I'm actually a time traveller.
Not just a time chaser.
No,
time traveller, time chaser. So the route, you briefly alluded to it. When this...
Should I whip it up?
Yeah, should we just...
And the route?
Thinking, yeah. It's not that kind of podcast. So when we thought about this route, originally, I think I've told this story before. So originally what we're going to do is do it for Valentine's Day, and we're going to do a heart. And then Ben was planning the route, and when it came through, it kind of looked like a pair of testicles. We thought that's quite amusing, a bit childish. And then we thought, well, if we're going to do it, why don't we do it for a charity? And then we thought about testicular cancer, and that was quite good. And we reached out to Oddballs, and this, that, and the other partnership sort of became what it is. And we had a few options to change the route, but we actually kept it. There we go, look.
There it is.
So that is two loops of that course. And if you follow either myself or Ben on Strava, we've walked part of the loop and we ran one loop of it two weekends ago.
Yeah, two weeks ago.
And it's a challenging route. There are some hills. In fact, the first 10 minutes is walking uphill, basically.
Straight uphill.
Some downhills, some flats. So for us running it, we're going to be doing a bit of running, a bit of walking, a bit of jogging. And I think for Chris, it'd be great because it doesn't mean you have to be continually running for the whole time. Having those periods of rest actually helps out a huge amount. It makes the whole thing a lot more manageable. So the route will be, 50K. Be really good. We start in Guildford in Surrey. I'm going to end there by Guildford Castle. So it's a really good route. Through the hills.
So, are we going to go ready, steady, go, and then we're just going to walk up the hill?
Yeah. Ready, steady.
So, because the good thing about the route is that, obviously, shoe-wise, that I'm still undecided whether I'm going to go with the Pegasus 37s or my trail shoes, because it is a mixture of trail and road. What is it, 60-40?
I think so. Something like that.
Yeah. What's it favouring? Is it favouring more road than trail?
Trail.
So depending on the weather, the advantage of the route is that halfway we'd be back to my car, which means that if we need to change footwear, that we can do that, or if we need to pick up some more, isotonic drinks, etc. We can do that. So that'd be quite. That's obviously a good idea. Or if Ben obviously his leg breaks, then we could just carry him and just dump him there.
Good idea. Yeah.
Elevation like gain, Ben. Have you got that?
Yes, I do have that. It's going to be a total of. Bear with me.
Say it in feet. It's a lot more impressive.
Oh, yeah. I've only got it in meters. 860 meters.
So what's that?
You hang on.
3.3 is it? 3.3 or 3.4?
Feet is 2,821 feet.
Wow. You know, I went for my trail run the other day and I'd done 300 feet and I thought to myself, I feel a bit knackered now. What I call hills is just literally just an undulating little bit on the road.
It's a speed bump.
It is. That's literally, and when I said to you guys that I mentioned, I was on another channel and they do mountain running. And yeah, I was on another channel, sorry. And I mentioned that I was doing the Surrey Hills. They just laughed at me and they said, that's not a hill. It's right, Surrey Hills. Come on.
No, the Surrey Hills are a lot higher than your Surrey Hills. But Chad's right. When we've run it, Ben and I, we've been wearing Gore-Tex trail shoes, and we haven't needed the Gore-Tex part of it. Trail shoes have been solid for us. But we did also speak about the fact that on the pavement sections, you could easily wear the road shoes. And if you can just get through some of the hilly terrain, it's not muddy, it's not wet.
I think there's only that bit near the end, isn't there, where if it's been wet, that's where you'll struggle. That really muddy section, but that's only like, what, a couple of hundred metres?
Yeah, well, to me, I've got reasonable grip on the 37s. And the reason I was thinking about wearing these is because of this air pocket that's here. That when you've been on your feet for, 5.5, 6 hours, that could probably save
15
me.
15 hours.
How many hours?
15.
I've been obviously training more recently, trying to be more time on feet. So I've been on, 2 hour, 15 minute runs, at a reasonable pace. But I think that's the thing that's going to be tough is the time on feet. Because I must admit, when I last went out with you guys and we did a half marathon, didn't we?
Yeah.
And to be honest, the first time we met, wasn't it?
Yeah, the first time we met. Because after that, we started at the WhatsApp group, didn't we? Where Ben stalks us and messages every day.
Hey, it was before that, mate.
No, I looked today. We started the WhatsApp group on the 20th of October.
How are you looking at that?
And since then, we've had 1,450 messages on there.
All gold.
No, they're all gold. No, I was thinking today, I was going to thank you guys, because lockdown's been difficult for everyone. And to be honest, kind of meeting you guys and becoming friends and us chatting every day on WhatsApp and chatting has made it a lot easier. Because, yes, we've got people we can meet up with, but just chatting online every day. And some of the stuff that we obviously can't share what we talk about on WhatsApp because we'd probably get locked up. But, it's just amusing. It's just lighthearted stuff. We just have a laugh. We share, Ben asked us what we're doing today, whether we're running. And it just helps, doesn't it?
Are you coming out of your house today? I'm waiting for you in the bushes.
No, it could probably see in the tree, across my road when he's got his binoculars. I see him there sometimes because that isn't the right green. That green sticks out a bit too much. And now the leaves are gone, you just stand out like a sore thumb. But no, I just wanted to say that because I haven't mentioned that to you guys. That,
thanks, mate. Yeah, no, I feel the same way. It's good. It's good to have some camaraderie, isn't it?
What was the channel? Was it Ginger? What channel was it called? Ginger Trail Running. Ginger. I can't remember what it was.
The Ginger. No, it's not the Ginger Runner, is it? It's.
Well, anyway, it's got Ginger in the title, and they were trail running.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was a bit rude that we're not all mountain runners. We haven't all got mountains.
Wild Ginger Running?
Yes. That's it.
You can't laugh at people for doing their first trail run and saying, that's not a hill.
Why don't you get in your car, pop up to the Lake District, do a couple of reps up and down there.
Yeah.
Scarfell Pike or something. Challenge yourself.
I could drive 6-7 hours to Snowdon, run up the top there, run back down, drive back home.
As you do.
But also, just getting back to what you were saying, Chris, it's been really great just to have these daily check-ins. And last night was a really good example. If anyone saw on Strava, Ben messaged me in the day and was saying about what was I going to do in the evening. I had some stuff going on after work and it was going to be just a complete nightmare to try and get things squeezed in. And I would have either done, if I'd been really honest, a quick 5K or possibly not talk myself out of the run, but just decided that I would go maybe tonight or put a bit more on the weekend. And we went for a trail run in the dark, which was just mad. Started at 7:30. And it's those sort of things where, because someone's local, and it's again that kind of accountability of I'd agreed to it, it was happening, and my head torch was useless. So had I taken a few hundred meters into the woods, it was terrible. How bad was my head torch?
It was permanent.
I thought I had a decent head torch.
I had a candle that was brighter.
Like a floodlight. My one was a reading light. I'm on the trails, and it's nice to have people local you can go for a run with, and it also helps me on the Sundays as well, because when I've done my long distance on a Saturday, sometimes the Sundays can be quite hard work, and to just be able to chat.
Motivation low.
Well, you know, the kilometres go by, don't they? And we're not running particularly fast. Last weekend, we were 6:50 or something like that. We're just cruising along. But it has been good just to have that. And this is why these sort of little chats have been great as well. We talk about a load of rubbish, really, and we appreciate everyone joining.
We had a chat last night. We were supposed to be talking about what we were going to be talking about tonight. We was on there for an hour and a half just talking about rubbish.
Talking about what we're going to talk about tonight.
Yeah, so that was an hour and a half chat that was going to be probably another half hour extra than what this is going to be tonight. So it's kind of, it's just nice to chat, isn't it? And just see that little message in the morning.
And with everyone in the chat here, like the comments and everything, it's fantastic.
It's really brilliant. Great. If people in the chat ever want to just send, you know, a little DM to any of us, we're happy just to have a talk about things. Don't have anything in particular, but yeah, just. We're very easygoing people. If you haven't picked up on that, we don't take things too seriously. So if you're in the chat now thinking, actually, I could do with someone just to say hello to, just shoot us a DM. It's absolutely fine.
Well, I actually got a message yesterday from someone in Germany that's been commenting on my channel, and he asked if I'd give him a Zoom call because he's thinking about setting up a channel, and he hadn't got the confidence and just wants to chat through stuff. No, I can spare 10, 20 minutes chatting to someone. You know, because we all started YouTube, you know, and we was all a bit nervous when we started. And still now, you know, we're throwing suggestions to each other on thumbnails and, you know, how to film your videos. And we're slowly getting Dan over to the flybys.
I am definitely trying. I'm doing my best. I think often because some of the routes I do, they're not always out and back. I would prefer to do the Seth approach of do my flybys on the way back. But most of the time, I'm not really in that frame of mind. I'm just filming, get my stuff done. But I tried on my videos last week, and I think it was getting close to being too many. But I'm just making up for lost time. But, you know, mix and match. I'm still trying to find a bit of a flow, trying to make the videos interesting, but also not get too far away from what my videos have always been. You know, that's just me. But this week, I'm trying something different with my editing, different software. Going to give it a go and see if it comes out okay, see if it comes out not okay. And yeah, it's always good just to push yourself, test yourself, and do something a little bit different.
As long as it's got your face, mate, be fantastic.
My face, a t-shirt,
and the merch.
Yes, and again, a recent contact. You see, Bikes and Laces, recent contact. And you know, I'm sure we're going to just have a bit of time just to talk through what we're all about, and it's nice to connect with people. Social media can be a bit of a miserable place, but I think on the whole, we're fortunate all the people in our communities are really positive. And
you said that now. We all know what's going to happen.
I hate you.
It's like our Strava accounts with that bot.
Let's not talk about that.
Yeah. Please don't punish me anymore.
For people who are not sure what we're talking about, if you've got a Strava account, I don't know if anyone else said it. There was a bot that was linked to a website. I was getting 30 bots a day asking me to sign up to this website, and they've since disappeared. So maybe Strava's actually finally blocked them and sorted it out.
How was the website?
It was all right. It was my cup of tea. They were a bit young for me.
Moving on. So this is interesting. The kit, we briefly had a chat about this last night, and I don't know how serious you were being, Chris.
Go on, then.
Can we start with socks? Seriously.
Yeah.
You showed us a pair of Pringle socks.
Yes, that's what I'm wearing.
Said,
normal socks.
Please don't wear those, mate.
You're not.
I am. I think you're forgetting. I'm 47. My feet are like rhinos.
Yeah, but they're kind of socks that you wear with a pair of slippers, aren't they?
They're dress socks, aren't they?
So today I went running out in these, right? So these are socks that have got,
bananas on.
No, the chilies. They're my chili socks. And to be honest, I don't have any issues. So I will wear a thicker pair of socks, but they will be like a Pringle. They will be a nice bright colour. I've never had any issues with rubbing.
Fair enough.
it's quite mind-blowing, really. If it works for you, that's great, really, really great. But in terms of the kit, so you've recently, Chris, invested in a vest, which you did a review on.
Yes.
And you were hesitant to get a vest, though. You wasn't.
Initially, I'm a bit tight, as we all know. Like to get stuff on a bargain.
Well, yeah, you don't like to hand out money to charities, carol singers at Christmas, that kind of stuff.
I found this vest with the bladder for £20 delivered, and the guy actually dropped it through my house the next day. And
that's great, honest, service.
When I was chatting to the guys, I said, I'm going to wear my my vest that I got from the. I can't even remember what it's called now. The vest that's advertised all over the internet. I can't remember what it's called now. The one I showed you before.
The free train one.
Free train, that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
So that normally carries my phone. And then I thought to myself, oh, I've got a waste pack. And I'm going to put my drink in there. And you guys, mate, you've got to get a trail top, blah, 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 or a vest or whatever you want to call it. So I went on the internet, I am denied, and then I purchased it. And now I've tested it. And it's fantastic. My GoPro goes in it. I don't have to carry my GoPro. I can put some isotonic drinks in it. I'm just going to fill up the water in the back to probably a litre, because obviously it's going to weigh about a kilogram. Put my coat in there, be able to carry my GoPro, three or four gels, a chocolate bar, some money, keys.
Kitchen and sink.
And that's me done. I've never run an ultra, and I'd assume that's all I need.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah, I'm glad you're getting on with it. That's good.
Is that about right? That
sounds fantastic.
I might have an isotonic drink in the car at halfway, just to have a swig on that.
Speaking of isotonic drinks, which ones are your choice?
Choice, which I mentioned to the guys, and it's in my video this week. The last couple of weeks, I've been running 50-mile weeks over 5 days, the first 5 days, and my legs feel absolutely fine, which is kind of like you're thinking, well, what's going on here? But the last 2 weeks, I've been drinking isotonic drinks from Tesco, which are £1.26 for four. Come back from the run, drink one, next day I'm fine. It's just magic.
There you go, everyone.
They are sold at other supermarkets.
50-mile weeks powered by Tesco's isotonic drinks.
To be honest, it's like most of these things. You look at the ibuprofens and stuff like that. They're exactly the same as the more
cheap stuff, man.
The same product. They just charge double the price because they're different packaging and different name. As simple as that.
You're paying for them to put adverts on TV. That's what the price comes from.
I'm standing there. Imagine me in the supermarket. I'm looking at the shelf, £1.26 or £3. Well, which one am I going to go for? I'm cheap one.
Yeah.
And on that note, Laura has a very good point here.
Yeah.
All right, but look at the Nikes behind him. Although, hang on, though, there's a story behind these because he doesn't pay full whack.
No, because I'm a tight
pay on all.
No, I get them all in the sales. And that's not all of them. I've got another one. So I've got another 5 or 6 pairs that I'd rotate them.
Tell us about the birthday trick, though.
Yeah, so the birthday trick, as I mentioned before, everyone, on the Nike app, put your birthday that's not your birthday on the app about 2 months in advance, then you get a birthday code through and you'll be able to get 25% off of any trainers. None of this, you've got a 25% voucher off and it doesn't work on stuff because it's not valid. This will give you 25%. So I got 25% off the
other side.
Yeah, that side, there we go.
Yeah.
I got them for £128 not long after they come out. So that's the way to do it. Or buy stuff on eBay. I think that my Zoomfly SPs were £45, brand new.
Great.
The Pegasus 37s, £51.
Coming out everywhere.
I'm just grabbing them from everywhere. Bring it on. Yeah, so anyway, back to the Ultra. I'm diversifying.
That's fine. A couple of things that have come up. Chad, yes, key thing there. We spoke about this last night. Bit of toilet paper. Definitely one of those things that you need. Lee is saying you need way more food, and I think better to have more and not eat it or need it. But yeah, again, it's one of those.
Well, I was actually thinking about filling up my what's it called, the thing that you fill up, I don't know what it's called, it's bladder. I was thinking about filling that up with ice cream. Or McDonald's milkshake. Now that could be a winner.
See, everyone in the chat will think that's some sort of joke, but that's a genuine suggestion.
If I could live on ice cream, I would live on ice cream. You know, that's why I've never put a nutrition video out, because it would just be me eating cereal or ice cream.
Embarrassing.
You know, buns, whatever I can eat. I'm just a calorie man. It's just put calories in to, you know, calories out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a five-hour picnic. Maybe that's a Paxton sandwiches.
We have got chances en route, though, to stop at shops and get petrol. There's a petrol station, and we also obviously start and finish in a town centre, so there will be some.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be used to pick up.
You might, mate. I'm diesel powered.
And as Mark said, I tend to. I haven't taken as much recently. I mean, after the potato catastrophe, I mean, I'm struggling to carry real food with me through fear of smelling like a McDonald's on the run. But I tend to take a little bit more than I need, and then if you don't use it,
but
that's
you
okay.
Not,
but
more important to just fill yourself up the day before, eat a lot of carbs. I'd just be eating loads of pizza. Every time I have pizza, I run really well the next day. So I'd just be.
So that's what you're going to have the day before. You're going to have a Domino's or a Papa John's.
Or a curry. I said I'm going to have a real cut of curry. I'm going to choose a brand new curry house that I've never used before and just have a curry, and I'm going to eat for breakfast in the morning.
Yeah, you will be flying.
I mean, that will certainly be an image for your video. It might be a good thumbnail. But, I don't know. I think better to take more. But as Ben said, there's a couple of petrol stations en route. We run through the town twice. So there's a lot of opportunity to get more. And actually, thinking about it, I won't be open. I was going to say Fit Stuff in Guildford, the running shop. But
it will be open, but you have to book an appointment.
I think if we turn up crying, they might throw a couple of bars our way.
We'd be there about 2 hours.
We could just turn up in a merch and go, do you know who we are?
I've got a really bad review about you guys.
Are you that guy that keeps on pushing your charity and annoying everyone? Oh yeah, that's me.
So we spoke about the kit, and we just briefly mentioned fueling. So Ben, do you want to talk about what's going to be your fuel of choice? Drinks, food.
I'm going to be going with the Tailwind after your excellently crafted video a week ago or whatever it was. So I went out and bought myself one of those starter pack things with all the different flavours. So yeah, I'll be hand selecting a couple, you know, a couple of options to take with me there. So that'll be the drinks wise. Food, I've got some Clif bars. I've got one of your favourites, I think, Dan, the white chocolate and macadamia, little number there. So
lovely.
A couple of those in. And also lemon and lime SIS gels, which I think you like, Chris, don't you like those?
Yeah, I literally got a pack off of eBay. I think they were like $5.99 for 7. So I just literally bought a pack, ready to go. Because if you're having them, you won't need the isotonic drink, because they got their isotonic, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I'm aiming to take one every 8 miles. That was the plan. Now, hopefully that should be enough, because I think sometimes if you take too many of them, you tend to have problems elsewhere.
Not just the curry. Oh, Yanis, thanks for joining us. Thank you for coming after your live stream. Interesting items on here. Taco Bell. Yeah, there is a Taco Bell, isn't there? It's one in Woking.
It's one in Woking, yeah.
Pickles,
Chris, you can pick one up on the way down.
PB and jelly or honey. See, okay, so Spring Energy. Here's a problem I got, Chad. This is a serious issue I was talking to Ben about, and this is code red. So I always have Tailwind. That's easy to hold off. Spring Energy gels are sold out everywhere. The only company in the UK that sell them told me they'd be in last week. Still nothing. Still nothing this week. They come from the EU. It's what? I sent the picture today, didn't I? 65 euros? 20
euros,
of them. For 20. Plus import. So it's going to cost about £80 to get 20 of them. Now, for my Ultra, I'll need to get 10, let's say. But at the moment, I'm down to 6. So I've got a real issue, because I'm not going to have any left. But I normally have a Spring Energy gels as the backup to the Tailwind. So Tailwind is just take a sip every kilometre. I've always done that with my running anyway. And then spring energy gels, I normally have about one every 10K just to keep things even. And I've never had a single issue with that, that balance. And now it's kind of part of that routine for me. Yeah, as you say, super pricey.
Have you tried other gels? Have you tried SIS gel?
Didn't like SAS, didn't like High Five. The other option I've got is a Huma gels, which are a lot cheaper. I can get them on Amazon, but I had some the other day. And I just reminded myself why I, they were okay, but you know, you just think, oh, you've told me before about the, you know, the texture is not really the most palatable. Mm. It makes you just feel a bit weird having it. So
like Morton and all that kind of stuff, like the high end.
So I haven't tried Morton. I tried Unived. I bought a pack of Unived. I didn't actually get on with them at all, and I sent the rest to Andy Fodrunner, because at the time he was trying them. He wasn't sort of sponsor or anything. He was trying them, and I just said, "Look, I've got this pack here. Just send me your address, and I'll send them over to you." Because I just didn't like them.
Did you ask for a shout out? And he said he would, but then you didn't get one.
No, I prefer just to give and not expect anything back in return. But we're all different, Chris. Yeah. You know, some people crave that glory. Not for me, I'd rather make his own choice.
The silent giver.
The other thing I will mention about spring energy gels. So the other slight issue I have is not all of them are vegan. Some contain honey. So my choices are limited there as well, because they've got some really great options. There's the Wolf Pack Endurance Fuel. They look really cool, but they contain products which I don't consume, so I don't buy those. And that's the other slight thing I've run into. But yeah, goo, I did try a couple of goo gels back in the day. I think, you know, as things have developed over time, if I had a lot more to test out, I probably would. But for my ultra training, I wanted to start off from the beginning with a plan in place. I know my gel, I know my fuel, and that's it, full stop. I'm not going to try and mix and match. I'm not going to try and do anything different at this stage. Really, really good point, James. Yes, so that was the issue. They messaged me and said, oh, well, don't worry. You could buy some of the other ones. And I said, my problem is my ultra marathon, is the end of May. All yours run out mid-May, and I don't trust anything past the best before date on a race. Maybe if I was just doing casual running, it wouldn't make a difference. I'd get some. But also, they're not that cheap. They should have just completely half priced them, but they haven't done that. So yeah, I'm gonna have to just kind of wait and see what's gonna happen there.
I do have a question. When you're doing your 50 miles, do they have aid stations where stuff's free that you can take?
Yes. So the aid stations historically on the North Downs Way 50 have included Tailwind for free. Turn up and have that in big vats. Now the videos I watched, people were complaining because they were highly watered down, and those people hadn't taken their own fuel. So they would decide, that's a fine, I'll use Tailwind. But they were drinking it and realizing it was half measures, in their opinion. I don't know, I didn't run the race. But so because of that, I'll take some of my own sachets along. I'll see what it's like, because you have to take a collapsible cup anyway. So I'll see what it's like at the aid station. If they're good to go, I'll use them and keep my own stock. And if not, then fine. But in terms of the food, with the COVID restrictions, it's not going to be a free-for-all pretzels in a bowl anymore. I'm guessing it'll be little sealed bags. I've seen, I think Centurion did some like sealed bags of Jelly Baby, sealed little sort of flapjacks. You just pick them up and go. So, yeah, there will be some things, but I won't know till near of the time. Other things I'm taking with me, yeah, I do like the Clif bars. I've actually favoured the Clif nut-filled butter bars. They're just a little bit better, slightly smaller. I feel like I've got more going on with them. So I'll be having some of that, and I'll be taking some real foods of sorts. But to be honest with you, I'm sort of coping okay without too much of that. And I don't know what I will take with me. Hand up, Ben. Yes, in the back. Yes, in the back.
I've got a quick question for you, Dan. In terms of Clif products, a lot of them you're okay to eat. When it comes to the blocks, what about the blocks? Because I haven't looked at the ingredients. Do they use gelatin in those?
No, they don't. I haven't. I've had the blocks before.
And just about the blocks.
I found them a bit too chewy. But I know that the person to ask about Clif is running with Mark here. He is the Clif guru, because he's tried all the bars, he's tried all the different products. He's probably the person to...
because I've had the blocks, but it occurred to me, I was like, well, can you have that as an option for you or not? I don't know.
Yeah, the Kendall mint cake. So I've got a few things that I've been buying over time. So for my ultra kind of little box I've got ready to go, I've got my Tailwind already allocated. I've got some Kendall mint cake just in case I'm feeling a bit iffy. I've got some hydration tabs and salt tabs, again, just to have. I don't know what the weather's going to be like in the day, but it's end of May, so I'm guessing it's going to be quite warm. I can't really test that too much until the weather improves, because at the moment it's not really hot enough. I'm not running fast enough to really get a proper sweat on and feel like I'm losing a lot of salts. The only thing I'm just holding back on is the gels at the moment, because I just don't have the stock of them. And Sage Cannaday, I use his gels. He hasn't sent me any.
So, shocking.
If anybody knows Sage, just a box or two would be great.
So on your 50K Ultra, you have to carry more stuff, don't you? You have to carry like a hedge torch and stuff like that. Is that right?
Yeah, 50-miler.
50-miler, sorry.
Don't undersell it.
Yeah. 80 kilometres, I think you'll find. Okay. Yes, I have to take with me a waterproof coat, but it's got to be one of the sealed, seam waterproof coats, so not just like a kind of a windbreaker. Yeah. You've got to take a head torch with you. You've got to take the emergency blanket, mini first aid kit, collapsible cup. So quite a mass of stuff, even if you're not going to necessarily use it all day.
Are you going to have an additional waistband then in top of your vest?
Well, it'll just go in it all does fit in the back of my vest, but you may not have noticed it yet, but I find the back of the vest on my back gets really quite hot.
Yeah.
So having things like that stuffed in the back is not ideal on a hot day, which is why I strongly considered, I've said it a few times, the naked band and two handhelds. So I was free. I really, really considered that. But because I can fit it all in a naked band, but I just don't know if that's really an appropriate thing to do on a 50 mile.
Or you could just wear it back to front.
Yes, Benjamin, yes, sir.
Another quick point. Have you seen that you can get that vest, that Nike vest, where you put the ice packs in to keep you cool? You could have that, couldn't you?
Oh, wow.
Have you seen that? 150 quid. You just load it up with ice packs.
What, you put the ice packs in, and then after about an hour, you can have them as a drink?
Yeah. That. And also, there is that pack, isn't there, that you can bring the front bit over your top
and clip it onto the front. So in theory, you could get your bladder, you could put that in the freezer, and then put your
bladder
in the backpack, in theory.
Yeah. Perfect. Mobile air conditioning unit.
Or you could put ice cream in it.
gone full circle. Back to the ice cream again.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a comment from Mark there. Like I say, he's the person. I think the other problem is, with the shop shut at the moment, it's buying stuff online. I quite like to go into that running shop in Guildford because they have all the kind of single packs of things. And you can buy the blocks and give them a little test out. At the moment, I'm sort of having to commit to a box of things. I don't really want that.
The Cotswolds is quite good for cliff stuff.
It's quite a long way to travel, though. I don't think I'd travel that far.
Not the Cotswolds, the shop.
On the Cotswolds.
You know, that's quite good. They have quite a well-stocked counter of bits in there.
So that's kind of the fueling, but it does depend on the weather as well. When we did our 50K back in November, Ben and I, well, we ran, well, halfway, didn't we? Ran halfway. Yeah. Well, you got a
coat. And then I walked. And then I walked the other half.
What was it? You refilled with a Coke. I did another bottle of water. So we had about a litre and a half of fluid between us, or each, sorry. And then I had a couple of gels and a Cliff Bar. I think that was it.
Yeah.
But it was in November. It wasn't super hot. We weren't going too fast. It was quite
I did have to stop for that water on the way back, didn't I, at the burger truck.
Oh, yeah.
So I run out.
Yeah. But I think if it's going to be hot at the end of May, I'm sure that will be a really quite a testing day, and I'll drink a lot more than I intend to. And I'll make sure I do that because I'm quite good at drinking enough, and you've probably seen me on some of our shorter runs. I'm always carrying a handheld anyway just because I think security sometimes of just knowing I've got enough fluid to keep me going.
Yeah, I like to have a drink, even if I don't touch it. When I get in the door, I can just get out. That's good.
So yeah, we'll see how that goes. But overall, I think it's going to be a good day. We'll have some fun, and yeah, we've got places to stop. Gail's Bakery, oh, beautiful
places to stop. I'm going to get PBs left, right, and centre.
Everything over 18 miles. PB.
18 miles and one.
I'm going to wreck my legs again.
Yeah. I'll just be constant 18 miles and one PB. PB. 18 miles and two, PB. 18 miles and three. And then literally they can just batter me and I'll be in a bush laying down somewhere where you come on. So how is your leg, Ben, honestly?
Well, honestly, hand on heart, whatever side it is, really good. Really good. I've kept it taped up. I'm using the, what was it, kinesiology tape or whatever, you know, rock tape. And it's working well. I'm reluctant to go for a run without it, though, purely for the fact that I think if it flares up, then I'm not losing anything by not by putting it on, you know what I mean? So,
no, not apart from, obviously, your shaved leg.
Yeah. Yeah, my the hair on my legs is the only thing that I've lost. But yeah, it's good. I kind of think if I play sensible,
I'll
be right.
What is it? Couch to 5K to Ultra. So you're going couch to Ultra, and I'm going 18 miles to 31 miles.
Yeah.
And then Dan's just going backwards. He's just doing a
Dan's just doing training.
He's just doing a training run.
A training run. But this training block has been so much better than my first time round. So much better. So much more enjoyable as well.
But do you not think though that you've been, as you say, more committed because of our WhatsApp group and probably because of Ben stalking you all the time? And now I feel like it's almost like you're talking about doing your training and now you've got people kind of going, well, you're out there, how many miles have you done this week, what's your video like? You know,
and I was saying to Ben last night, actually, I what I'm pleased about is I think I've put together a good enough series that if anybody is just an amateur runner and wants to follow it, it does show what I've done. And I definitely could probably run more, could run further, could run higher, all of those things, but I'm doing enough that feels comfortable for me so I can get to the start line, and I'll probably get there slightly under trained, but better than be overtrained. And I think it shows that anybody can tackle the 50 miler, and I feel accountable to YouTube, and the weekly vlogs helps me in being able to put together something in a format which is not too stressful on doing daily vlogs. And being part of the group is good as well. We check in with each other. How are you doing? And it's quite nice for me to have found some local routes that I can tackle.
Well, I think it's good as well that obviously you've got a full-time job and still fitting in, because, you know, I'm quite fortunate that I'm a dog walker and I have time to fit it in before or afterwards. But your day is pretty much, you know, you've got the clocks going forward on Sunday, which will help you out. It means you can go out in the evenings later. But another YouTuber mentioned obviously potentially double days. So you go out first thing in the morning, you do half your run, and then you can do the other half in the evening.
We were talking about that last night because, so next week is I work in a school. So next week is our final week before we break up for 2 weeks at Easter. So that gives me some freedom and flexibility to do some different types of runs. I was saying to Ben last night, I could go out at 5:30 in the morning, but me rushing a run just to call it a double run day is not really that relevant and that worthy. I'd rather do something solid in the evenings until I can get into the lighter days, and hopefully I'll give it a go week after next. I'll do some double days and see what it feels like, and we'll go from there. And if it works for me, great. And if I feel like it's a bit too much pressure or stress on me, then I'll just rein it back in again.
Because I think it's important what you've said. It's just about getting to the start line, isn't it?
And I've been out in the weathers. I've not shied away from it. If it's planned on the day, I think there's been only one or two times I've actually dropped the session, but I've picked it up the following day. But not due to weather, just due to commitments of other things, because life gets in the way and I don't do this. Running is not my full-time job. I've got other stuff that I need to commit to, and running will always be something.
That's a shame.
You got your modelling, you got your schoolwork. You know, there's a lot to take into account. You know, they don't want your physique to change too much when you're doing the modelling.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, it must be tough, you know, but being such an icon.
It is hard. It's really hard. And I'm glad you brought up Chris, because I've been struggling of late, actually. they've introduced new filters, and I don't think it does me any justice at all. And I find myself, you know, going back to the old filters. You know what it's like, the grass is not always green, and I've certainly found that myself. So those who follow me on Instagram, the pictures haven't been coming as regularly, but I'm going to flood that thing in the coming days with multiple facials, and I look forward to your likes, shares, comments, and slipping into my DMs.
Well, once you're a Tailwind ambassador,
they just won't bite at all, will they? Maybe one of them's watching now.
I'm sure they will eventually bite.
Well, if they are watching, they need to be listening up.
I think a couple of people did. All I really care about, again, joking aside, I really like it, and I think the starter pack's a good way to give it a go. So many different flavours, something for everybody, I just really like it. And I think at the end of the day, I know that people, because I follow a lot of forums, and people say, I'm really struggling with my stomach, struggling with that. I just think, I don't know how much it cost, Ben. What was it, like £11 or something?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
For like 7 sachets, you can give a go. And if it solves your stomach issues, it just transforms your running. And that's what I feel like. I can go out for a run. It's utterly reliable. And I don't need to think twice about, oh, is this going to be an issue? I'm trying something new. It's just great. And I can't fault it.
So,
pitch over.
Get some more.
If you would like Tailwind, please contact us at, yeah. So we can slip a little advert in there for the podcast.
Yeah, we could do. Yeah.
We want to talk about this quickly as well. How are we going to film it? Thoughts? Filming?
With the camera, probably. GoPro, selfie stick.
Move on. Answer. Okay, great. That's super.
You've just invited me along to film you guys, haven't you?
I mean, you can do, but your style of filming is very different to mine. So I can just do the point and shoot. I can just do this. But yours involves more flybys, maybe less
cinematic stuff. Isn't it? It's great.
Yeah, when filming, as I said to you, that obviously we could hand each other our GoPros and then obviously sanitize our hands afterwards.
Is that what we're calling them?
Yes. because the thing is, it's getting shots of filming each other, isn't it? That's what people want to see. They want to see the shots, you know. They want to see some flybys, but ultimately they want to see the pain.
They want to see me suffer.
You know, if one of us falls over, you know, hurts their arm, you know, or maybe we need to stage it. Because worst case scenario, we send it in to you.
Stage a leg break.
So you're just going to film it ad hoc, as is, and we'll just have a little bit of fun with it.
I think that's what it's about. It's just about having fun. That's one of the reasons I agreed to do it, is that it is just a fun run. You know, can a 50K be a fun run? I don't know. But we are just going to have fun. We're not taking it seriously, but we're taking it seriously as in, you know, we're not going to hurt ourselves. But it is just to raise money, you know, running it safely, but just having a laugh. You know, we're not looking to break any records, are we?
No.
Well, I'm not. As soon as I get on that start line, I'm off. I don't know where I'm going. I'm just going to run in a testicle shape somewhere.
Well, you could do a fast first lap, couldn't you, if you knew the route? You could just wait. You could have a nice little break in the middle. Stop your watch.
Well, the second lap I can do it, can I?
Yeah, do that then, isn't it? Yeah.
And then I could catch you up on the third lap.
Try and lap us.
That'd be good.
I'll guarantee I'm going to be the one broken, and that you're going, Chris, come on, keep up.
Well, that's the thing.
I don't think so, mate.
I think what I'd like you to do is in that last 10K, say, right, let's pace this final 10K. I might be able to push you in the same way that after this ultra stuff's over, I'm going to try and go for a fast half marathon, and you'll be the person to push me. You might need it.
Wait, I don't know about the last 10K, though, Dan. There's quite a steep climb there.
Yeah, but to be fair, Dan, you're not called Chris. So if you're called Chris, you'd probably beat me. That's my pick tonight.
Yes, it's very true. It is very, very true. Let's just talk about this just for a laugh. Now, genuinely, when we get the merch. Now, Chris has had merch a lot longer than we have because he's got a lot more followers, fans, subscribers,
lovers, stalkers. My own ends just to wear on camera. I don't really sell it. No one wants to buy it. I end up having to give it away. Oh, yeah, I'd sold it to Ben because I see he was just eager, desperate, stalker. I sold it to him. And Dan will probably get a cap. But then Ben will be upset, so I'll probably have to refund him his money.
Refund, I want. Demanded it.
I can't believe you paid £50 for it, though.
Hey, small price to pay, mate. It's such a fine cap.
He said, if I buy the cap, will you be my friend?
Oh, okay. Have your phone number, please.
£50.
But I do think for anybody out there, I mean, we found someone local. We got our t-shirts done. Ben's t-shirt is really good as well. The quality is great. And it's just quite nice. I quite like the idea that I'm running in. Like, I made my YouTube channel. I didn't think I'd be able to run in a shirt with my name on it. And people do look. People sort of stop, stare, move to the side of the road because they're worried. but it's just, yes, yeah, it's good fun to have some merch. And actually, I think it's nice. It's nice that reminder that you're doing something a bit different. And yeah, I don't have anything as a subscribe to or anything like that. It's just, yeah, just a t-shirt with my name on it. Of course, you want to buy one, sure. But
shoot him a DM, get yourself a lovely Dan Runs top.
Shoot me a DM. Yeah.
If you're a small, he's got one available for you right now.
I do. And the people we use, isn't it right, Ben? The amount of colour choices that guy's got, it's probably about 40 or 50 colours.
Yeah.
But, these are great, aren't they, for on the trails? I saw Ben. I don't know what the distance is across Stoke Park, but I kid you not, I was stood there thinking, you know, who am I looking out for? Where am I top? And I thought it was a cyclist going backwards and forwards. So I just decided it wasn't him. He was doing his flybys for his video. Spoiler alert. It was, I don't know how many meters that is. What, 500 meters?
Yeah, plus.
I could see him like a little beacon going backwards and forwards. This is, yeah, the lightning green. But if anyone's looking, thinking, God, that green's a bit much. I only picked this colour because I thought it'd be good for late night running on the trails so you can be seen. Well, but they are really good.
It's not the only good thing it's good for, is it? The late night running. It's also good as it doubles up as
green screen. Oh, yeah. you can have a good brick top.
Oh. You can even have.
Look at that. That is a beautiful top.
I think you could do this one as a limited edition, Dan.
I want to give my mum on Mother's Day. She'd have liked that.
Yeah, really good stuff.
So yeah, we put merch there just as something for a bit of fun, really. But I think if you've got a YouTube channel and you feel like giving yourself a little boost, it's quite nice to run around in your own gear. And a little shout out, if you are going to the running show, that is in July.
I'm not going.
Why not? The tickets are free.
You can still get free tickets, mate.
No, I saw them. I was tempted. I was like, shall I not? Because where is it? It's
in Farnborough.
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 Yeah, I did think about going, but I'm like, don't know.
Well, you've got to go because we're like a three-piece, aren't we, really?
We're a three-piece, are we?
They'd be expecting. They'd be seeing me and Dan. They'd be like, oh, where's Chris? Where is he?
No, I'm the odd one out anyway. Look, you two wear your dad's run t-shirt. I have to wear this old thing.
Yeah. And you are really old as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So on our ultra, hopefully we've got the merchandise turning up for the oddballs, which is, I presume, is it some sort of psychedelic type top?
I don't know.
And I've got a nice pink breast cancer nail top to wear. So we'll be bright. You won't miss us.
We will be seen.
Yeah.
And if any crowds want to come out, we'd be in Guildford Town Centre around about lunchtime. So if any, you know, crowds want to be there, obviously you can't afford too big a crowd because there's only maximum of six people.
Yeah, but if anybody wants to sort of say hello, then keep us company. If you want to send us some messages throughout the day on Instagram, then do that as well. It's just good to hear from people. It's a good boost. And I don't know, are you going to be doing some Instagram stories? You don't do a lot of stories, Chris, do you?
No, I just post pictures of me or just some flyby.
You should do a story on Instagram.
Never done a story. I don't really get them. You know, remember, I'm getting on a bit now, so I don't really understand with all the young, you know, the youngsters.
Well,
I'm with you on that, Chris. I have no idea, mate.
Well, Instagram story. That's good. You just do a little short video, let your followers know what's going on.
Yeah, I've never really done that. I don't really get it. Maybe that's something I need to do.
Instagram, whoa, little Instagram story.
Yeah, I've seen your little Instagram stories, look.
Everybody, middle of a live stream, perfect time to be doing Instagram story. I'm here with Chris, so I convinced him it's a good idea. And Benny never uses it. So, yeah.
Just like that. Bosh.
Maybe I need to give that a go sometime. Yeah, it's all new to me, so maybe one day I'll give that a go.
I'll do one when we're going running. I will do that on the 50K.
Yeah, well, I'll show you how to do it. It's just quite nice for people who are following along can just see.
If I just give you my phone, you could do it for me, can you?
But you know what I did last night? So last night, I don't know if anybody saw it, I did a Instagram story, so I was about to go for a trail run in the dark. Never
in
followed up. No, never followed up, though. Talk about safety.
With your head tight, can you just film it in the dark and just pretend you're on your trail run?
Yeah. Could do.
Probably be the same, wouldn't it? It's a bit like most of your videos that you filmed in the evening on your GoPro, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can't even see you.
That's what I say to people though, so you probably can't see me. Little disclaimer, and they can't see me, but I need to prove I went out.
You do.
So that's why it's featured. So let's wrap this up. A week today will be, you'll be having your dominoes and a toilet visit or a curry, and I'll be tucked up in bed, ready to prepare for
what's going to be.
Ben, I'm telling you now, rest is important. If Yanis is still here, he'll tell you that. Rest,
you're expecting me to get up before 10 o'clock, so I've got to meet you at 7 o'clock in the morning, is that right?
No, we're starting at 7, aren't we? We're like starting line for 7.
Okay, so I've got to be at yours for about 10 to 7.
Yeah, that'd be all right, yeah.
I've got to be yours at 10 to 7, which means I'm probably going to have to get up about 6 o'clock.
Sorry, mate. Work at 6 o'clock every day. I don't feel sorry for you at all.
Delivered. Fresh muffin.
Wow.
To be honest, it doesn't look like a dog's done in a kind of thing, but it's got chocolate. Look at that. That's service, isn't it?
Brilliant.
But it's really warm. I'm going to put it down there and just have that afterwards.
Oh, mate. Wow.
The people on the podcast, I've just got delivered a cupcake. Would you call this a cupcake, would you say?
A small muffin.
Small muffin. Covered
a
in
shallow
chocolate.
Muffin. I call it a shallow
probably
muffin.
Probably quite a few hundred calories, I would suggest.
You can take some of them on the Ultra, mate. Pack one of them.
Maybe I should. Mm. Anyway, back to you. You said we were going to wrap it up.
Yeah, you three should be on the stage. Absolutely. I think that's definitely the place for us. We'll take it on tour. Runners Roundup. But yeah, thank you so much, people that have joined. 20 people. Consistently throughout this is incredible. Mm-hmm. We really appreciate it. I know we just have a little chat, but we do genuinely appreciate your support and thanks for being here. And as we said sort of at the start, if you ever want to reach out to any of us, please do. Please don't hesitate to do that. Always happy to have a chat. And yeah, of course, with things how they are this day and age, want to have a little video call, Zoom, something like that. Please, honestly,
0800 call me.
Please message Ben.
On a serious note, we are raising money for charity, so please give to the Oddballs or Breast Cancer Now, because we are doing it for fun, but ultimately we're looking to make a difference. And so if you can give, most of our videos have got links to both of the charities or one of the charities, so thanks for your support. And anyway, I'm gonna let Daniel wrap it up.
And sign off. That's me.
So, from all of us here, wish you a wonderful evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are in the world. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you soon on another Runners Roundup.